Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe all over the world. We've got people from all over the world checking in, so that's very exciting. So tonight's a little election night, and we've got our own wonderful conversation going on here with guest chef tonight. But Mr. Jamie, hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle, Washington.
There you go. And how is it in Seattle, Washington tonight?
It's kind of mild and
mild,
windy.
Okay, there you go.
But not cold and rainy.
Well, that's refreshing. Right. Okay. And I am Robin Misevich, one of the regular diners here as well at the Transformation Cafe, and I'm calling from Riverside, California. And it's a little chilly tonight. It's starting to cool off a little. It's starting to finally feel like fall. We've got this weird situation where people are running around in the park with their shirts off and wearing shorts. It's a little crazy because it's November, you guys. Why are we wearing summer clothes? But anyway, oh, there you go. So tonight we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Barbara Eckerson, and she is a practitioner of body talk. So, Barbara, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. I'm excited to have you here. So just a little bit of a background of how Barbara came to the show. One of our other regular diners, Gloria, had told me about Barbara, and Barbara and Gloria had a session with Barbara prior to me having experience. It was very delightful, and she actually saw really nice results with it. So we actually went down and visited Barbara and had our own sessions. And one thing I like to comment on right away is that in my session, she had said that my mom was going to help. And part of the messaging that I got was the reference to a situation with my mom and dad and the fact that, you know, dealing with five daughters, and that was definitely part of my life. And I was like, well, she wouldn't blow that, you know, she wouldn't pull that out of her hat, that's for sure. There's no way she would have known that. So she definitely was coming from a very intuitive and a knowing place when she was assisting me. So, Barbara, why don't you tell people about body talk and what that is?
Well, body talk is a system that communicates with your body through kinesiology to find out who's not communicating with who. In other words, energetically, all parts of our body communicate with all other parts. And we have the capabilities of healing and fixing everything. But when it doesn't get fixed or it doesn't work or we're having problems, it's because there's an energy block. And an energy can't either move through it or it can't, or it moves through very difficulty, and then we get cancers and we get diseases and malfunctioning joints and whatever, because the system has broken down because of energies. Now, what puts the energies there? Experience is emotional, physical. And what body talk does then is talk to your body to find out where the energies are blocking. And the cool thing about energy, and you probably all know this, is it moves with intention and observation. So once we find out where it is, then we intend and observe it moving through the block and clearing the block so that the body can go on. Now, this can be any experience. It could be a historical experience that you brought in with you. It could be something that happened in childhood very often. Children pick up belief systems. Belief systems is another major thing. We believe because of some little thing happened. Playing with a toy on the floor and the wheel comes off and mother goes, that was stupid, and the child takes it on as, I'm stupid. And that belief system gets stuck in the body, and that is also an energy that causes the rest of us not to function right. So body talk talks to your body, and asks kinesiology-wise, where do we have to go? Where is this block? And it leads us on this trail that we need to connect this part to that part to this part. We need to use definitions like observe some childhood event to go to something that helped cause this, emotional, physical, or whatever, so that that will clear when we move through that event. That's kind of it. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah. What do you think about that, Jamie? See if you have any questions about that.
I'm still learning about it, I guess.
Do you know what kinesiology is?
What now?
Do you know what kinesiology is?
Kinesiology.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What is it?
Okay.
What is it?
Go, Barbara.
You just explain it to me.
excuse me. The sense that we're using it in here, there's a system where, sometimes people have you hold out your arm and you say, my name is Barbara, and I'm strong, my arm is strong, and I say, my name is George, and you push on my arm, and I can't hold. It's because my body knows that that's an untruth, and it changes the energy concept. Well, you can do this very subtly, I can ask a subliminal question and lift your hand, and if your hand holds tight, it's a yes, and if it flops, it's right, vice versa. If it holds tight, it's a no. If it flops, it's a yes. So, I can use that system to talk. So what I do is usually is if there's a belief system, you say, my name is Jamie, and you hold really tight and say, my name is Susie, and you're weak. So then you can see, and I say, okay, you have a belief system that you're not strong enough. And you say, oh, no, I don't have that. So I have you hold your arm out, and sure enough, it's tight. So that's the system we use to talk to your body. People can do it with their fingers. They can have two fingers and they can kind of pull them apart a little bit, and if it's a yes, it holds tight, and if it's a no, it kind of pops open, and you can get really amazing answers that way by talking to your inner self, your inner being. There's a part of you that knows everything. You're walking along and you kind of feel something in your foot. You look down and sure enough there's a splinter. Now, some part of your body had to tell you that was down there. You think, and not necessarily was it pain or was it anything like it. It might just be a sensation. And that's the part of you talking to, and that's the part we want to talk to. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
Oh, good.
Well, unfortunately, we can't find a system for that.
It does make sense, right?
Say it again, Jamie.
Nothing. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Were you making a joke? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I have a question right away. When it comes to kinesiology, can you just think about it with that person? Would they sense it on some level?
Oh yes.
Okay. With yes. And this when you're working with body talk, does it also affect past lives if you believe in reincarnation?
Yes, very definitely.
Okay.
And there's two philosophies. One is reincarnation, my soul lived these experiences and I brought those experiences in. Then there's another belief system where there's this pool of events like the Civil War, or burning at the stake, or all those kinds of things that, and when we come in, we bring those experiences with us. Not necessarily that our soul lived those. So it doesn't matter which philosophy you believe in. It's a very definite, absolute thing that there's experiences from past history that affect us profoundly. And when body talk can also address that, and we're calling it the eighth chakra. We have seven chakras in our body, but we're going to call this the eighth chakra. This is the energy of, I was in the Civil War and all these people were murdered around me and blood and whatever. I mean, that affects you now. Or the famine, the great famine. Maybe you can't gain weight. Maybe you're skinny as a rail and you eat and you're always scared you're not going to have enough to eat. Well, that could come from having brought that experience of the great famine in with you. It's a very real experience. It's something that happens to everybody. We all have an experience that we can relate to.
Do you have that come up a lot when you're in sessions with people?
It comes up at different levels. It comes up depending upon how often somebody's kind of started searching you know, the first time I see somebody that got sent here by their doctor, or they got sent here by a friend dragged them in, you know, they don't even, and they don't know anything about energy or anything like that, it's not apt to come up. But as you start clearing things, then it comes up.
Well, we've got a lot to cover in a half hour. I think I'm going to, if you're willing, we may have you come back for a couple more shows here just so people can learn about body access, body talk, because it's, one thing that we had shared when I was having my session is just the amount of different things that you've looked at over the years and how you really, once you found body talk, it was just like, this is it.
Right, right.
So can you talk a little bit about some of the other stuff that you had walked through before you found body talk, and how did you become a practitioner?
Well, how I became a practitioner was I've taken about 13 courses, but basically I was a physical therapist. I'm basically a physical therapist. That was my admission, but very Western medicine trained. And I read a book by Bernie Siegel and another book by Brujoy, and those are medical doctors, so it was okay for me to read the book. And then I took a course because I never badmouthed something that I've not studied. And one of my therapists was doing this weird stuff on someone, and rather than that, I went and took a course. And the interesting thing was I had a lady with TMJ problem, and we got everything balanced, but one pain in her jaw just stayed. I couldn't get it to move to save my life. So after the course, I took two fingers on one side surrounding the joint, and I took one finger and aimed it over there. Her pain went away and never came back. That kind of scared it. So I said, wow, you have to learn a little bit more about this. So I took a course through physical therapy of this guy that had took this course called craniosacral. So then I started taking that, and that's when we started getting into finding that there were energies and stuff in our body that was preventing healing and stuff like that, relating the cranium with the sacrum and getting them to move and balance. And then we started focusing in on energy vortexes. And sometimes when there's a lesion of some sort, you'll have an energy vortex. So I started studying that. And then in that course, I met somebody that I went to another course in Northern California and started learning more alternate things. And then I started getting curious. So I've studied with the Sikhs for a couple of years. And then I studied down in Peru. I went to Peru and studied there, and I've been to China a couple of times and studied all the different approaches, and it's pretty amazing. In China, they don't do surgery on some things that we operate on, and they have like 100% success rate just by doing energy stuff. And then I get this thing in the mail, and it says, come to this wonderful course. It's called Body Talk, and we're going to teach you all kinds of wonderful things. And I'm going, oh, sure. What are you going to teach me? It said, first of all, the course was given in San Diego, which is the only time it was given in San Diego. And I could have my money back if I didn't like the course. Hey, how could you miss, right? And I went there, and I got a little session from the teacher, and like, oh, my vision got real clear. Now, my vision's fine, but it was like crystal clear. I thought, wow. So I had to take the next one and the next one and the next one. And then I took this, and what I found with body talk is all those other things are there. I mean, they're incorporated in here. You can go any arena. You can do meridians. You can go to anatomy kinds of things. You can go to the cellular level and clean out the cells. And all those kinds of things are all incorporated here, but the body tells you where to go. And what's amazing is if you go in completely neutral, I had a lady that lost her husband and she blamed herself for his death because she didn't listen to his complaints. And then he died. And so she felt, oh, it's my fault. Had I, you know, listened, maybe he wouldn't have died and whatever. So she asked me, I was at a seminar for someone else, and she asked me to please work on her. So we went off in the woods. And there's a part of the brain called the septal region, and we don't know much about it in Western medicine except that it's responsible for bliss and orgasm. So body talk takes me to this region here. It helps me balance the energy in it and connect it with the heart in memory of her husband. So now when she thinks of her husband, it's blissful instead of all this pain. And I thought, gosh, mm-hmm. why didn't I think of that?
mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that happens. It takes you someplace so far from where you might left brain or Cartesian think about it. But yet it takes in all the Cartesian and all the physical structures of Western medicine, anatomy, physiology, yoga, meridians. I mean, all that stuff is here at our fingertips so that we can pull it in if we need to. It's pretty
Yeah, one of the things that's really impressive about, I actually did my homework yesterday with this, and I went to YouTube and found Dr. John Vellum, and you go there and he's actually got...
Beltheim,
thank you.
Beltheim, yeah.
He's got some very extensive presentations that he has on Body Talk. So if you go to Body Talk and then Access, and we're going to talk about Access real quick, what that specialty class is, there's a lot of information there that he goes through and makes it very understandable. But, oh, my goodness, just, you can tell this guy just loves to learn because there's just so much information that he packs into these presentations. It's very impressive. And everything is based with a foundation of science. So there's, you know, when it comes to levels of woo-woo, if whatever, for not a better word of what that would look like, it really shows on a level of looking with, you know, quantum physics and just all the different things that are cutting edge that we're learning about now when it comes to levels of just what health is and all that. Dr. John really refers to Body Talk as the consciously based healthcare system that's not like anything else, because when they talk about a level of being holistic, that means full body, soul, mind, everything. And when it comes to other levels of things that label themselves as holistic, he goes on to challenge that a little bit because it doesn't necessarily address all the different systems like not like Body Talk does. So just kind of toot the horn there a little bit. So one of the classes that we're going to be doing, I got so impressed with what was going on with that, January 13th of 2013, we're already talking about next year, Barbara has graciously offered to be teaching a class called Access. So can we talk a little bit about that, Barbara? What is Access?
Access is like an arm of Body Talk, and what it is, it teaches you to work on your own body, doing systems that help balance it and bring health to you yourself. Now, in the course, the basic thing, you start out doing a thing called cortices, and that just kind of taps on. In Body Talk, what you do is you identify these energies, and then we tap on the brain, basically saying, look, brain, we got something to do here. And then we tap on the heart and say, because the heart codes everything in your body. And the PQRST wave codes everything, and it sends it to every part of your body. So we want it to change the code. So what happens, the first thing we do is a thing called cortices, and by different hand placements, and then you tap on the head and the chest. Now, what they found in science, that they can measure the wave, the brain wave, and when you tap on the head, it actually brightens up the brain waves. Oh, my goodness, something's here. And then when you tell it to go somewhere, it gets even more excited. So one, the first thing we teach you is cortices, but then we start teaching things to help do hydration. A thing called switching. Now, you've probably all been in an experience where you get in a situation and all of a sudden you're stunned. You just can't say anything. You can't do anything. You just, like, stop. It's called switching. It's a natural overwhelmed system. So if you get into that system, there's a mechanism here. And there's just a general thing to balance the muscles and the energy in the body that you can go through on a daily basis, if you will, for a while, and then whenever you need it. But then the most profound thing is a thing called, John calls fast aid. And what that is, when you have an injury. And let me tell you, what you're doing is your cortices, and then you get the brain to go to the injury and fix it. And it's absolutely amazing. It stops bleeding. The people in South Africa, actually the paramedics use it because they don't have as much medicine, and they can stop bleeding with this, decrease swelling with it, and reduce pain. You can do it at a distance if you have, there's a car accident and someone's freaking out and the paramedics are working with them. You can kind of do it distance-wise and just balance the person so that the paramedics can work on them. And that's worth the price of the course right there.
It's absolutely
amazing what it does for you. Yeah, and that's basically what the course is. It's a day course, and by the end of the day, you can do this. I had one young man that had diabetes, and when he does his access, his insulin use is very minuscule now. So it gets systems going. That before I become a teacher, I had to go to other classes. And one of my teachers had a daughter in kindergarten or first grade, something like that. And one of the little boys was ADD, and he was all the little diagnoses that they give these little kids. And he was a behavioral problem and hyperactive and whatever. And so she told the mother, you drop him off at my house before, and I'll do this before we go to school every day. Because she wanted to test it before she became a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And she did it for about a month, and the kid turned completely around and became a straight-A student. No behavioral problems or anything. He got everything totally balanced. That's the kind of thing you can do, and you can do that for yourself. You don't have to go somewhere else. Now, if you've got something more complicated, then you go to a practitioner, because the practitioner can get down into the cells and into different parts of the brain or whatever to augment that, but it's a great system for your own self-help.
Well, I have to just make a little brag about the Cordis, because actually you can go to YouTube with the Access, Body Talk Access, and it actually, there are at least Dr. John and there's a couple other practitioners that actually show how to do the Cordis process.
Yeah, the
and,
Cordis, right.
Yeah, Cordis. And I had my nephew earlier today, and he decided to have a fit. And because he was basically, he's 4 years old and wants to see what he can get away with, you know how that goes. And I went ahead and did that on him. And gosh, within a couple minutes, we were talking about, well, how can we have fun instead of having us, you know, be anxious or whatever. And within about 10 minutes, I was able to take him to a playground, and he was just having a good time.
Well, and the interesting thing is there's some of the practitioners go to the schools with the autistic children, and they do this before they start their classes, and they're able to learn it much better. And one of our teachers, a long time ago, when he first learned it, he was flying back. He was from Hawaii, and he was flying back from a seminar, met a friend of his in San Francisco who had an autistic child that didn't communicate at all. And the little girl, he said, you'd put your hand up in front of her, and she'd just kind of stand there. So he did. All he did was courtesies, and before she left, she said thank you and gave him a hug.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
amazing.
Yeah, that's the kind of things that can happen. It's kind of exciting.
Well, and when I went ahead and showed my sister how to do the process with him, and I called it pat your head and pat your heart. So
mm-hmm.
we made it into like a little game of him patting his head and patting his heart. And going through all the different stuff with that process, where you just work your way down the head and then on the sides of the head, and you know, finish with patting on the heart. And he thought it was a lot of fun. So,
oh, kids love it. One of my friends in the class taught her daughter was in soccer, and their team like lost all the time. So she got them doing all this before the game, and they start winning.
Wow! So like this, if people started doing this, that just makes me want to jump to the Olympics. Or people training for the Olympics.
Well,
I mean,
you
want to
know a big secret?
Sure.
There's a lot of athletes that do this, but they don't want anybody to know.
Oh. Well,
because,
I wonder if there's
any
well-known swimmers who have done really well with some gold medals that know how to do this. That would be interesting.
I'm not sure. I know of some very famous people that are doing this, but we can't really say anything because, you know, they don't really want it to be publicized. And it's just like if you come in for a treatment, you don't want me to call up all your friends and tell you all about it.
Sure. I'm going to have a process and then tell. Okay, there you go.
Right.
Unless you're me and I'm sharing about my mom. So there you go. It's all good.
There you go.
One thing if you go into the talks again, Dr. John has a really extensive one where he actually goes and talks a little bit more extensively about the Access class and about the five different tools that he teaches. So he said he was talking about the one you were talking just real quickly about switching, which is the one that balances your stress levels in the body. And he was talking about how strobe lighting can really affect the stress levels of the body and then how switching can really assist with that. I was wondering if you wanted to comment a little bit more about that.
I don't know what you're looking
for. Okay. He was saying that it's kind of shuts off part of the brain when there's a lot of strobe lighting and things
right.
like that.
Okay. And so, And that's what switching does. And that's what I was trying to say before, is you get in a situation or a stress level or with a strobe lighting, whatever, you get where your brain actually shuts down. And it's a mechanism the brain does to protect you.
Uh-huh.
But when you're in that system, and surely you've all been in a situation where you just go blah, 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 blah. You know, you're just not there. And what it does, it just balances you right up. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and one of the examples he gave of the strobe lighting was, young adults or people who go to clubs all the time and they've got all these flashing lights and things like that in clubs, but after a while they're blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
going off like that and just kind of dealing with it in a different way, which was kind of an interesting thing. So the one on hydration is interesting to me. We haven't really necessarily done a show on it, but there's the Dr. I call him Dr. Batman, but he talks about, you know, the messages of water and how water is just so important to the body. And I was really fascinated to find that even if you drink a lot of water, your body isn't necessarily using it efficiently.
That's right. And what's interesting, your brain needs like 80% water or something fantastic like that. And you need that, the communication system throughout your body is energy, but it needs the hydration to do that. And you're absolutely right. Sometimes you can drink a gallon of water a day and it's not getting in, and hydration gets it to go in. It's interesting, when I first took Body Talk 1 and 2, we teach hydration in that course also. And I came home and I had a patient that with Parkinson's disease, and I don't remember what else. Anyhow, I did that on him, and it kept coming up hydration. And so I did hydration on him, and I said to him, do you drink water? And he goes, no.
Oh, wow.
It was like, okay, the body's telling you better do something like that.
Yeah. Now, what happened to his system and his symptoms and stuff once he started drinking water?
Well, in the medical system, when you're in the traditional medical system, you don't get to follow these people sometimes like you'd like to.
Uh-huh.
This was a clinic where he came into the clinic, and the insurances kind of control and the doctor controls, and his treatments with us, he was getting better, he was walking better and things like that, but this is my first course in Body Talk many
uh-huh.
years ago, so I didn't have the expertise and the skills that I do now, so it's kind of hard to evaluate back then, but it came up definitely that was his problem.
Right. Wow, how wonderful is that? So, and can you talk just a little bit more about the fast aid technique? If you were, Barbara was really sweet to share. She was showing how she had injured her finger one time and did that immediately, and how, you know, she got to see it, you know, firsthand and what was going on with everything. So.
Yeah, I caught my finger in a rat trap, and it obviously was broken. Very swollen, very painful, and I did fast aid for about 15 minutes on it, because you can keep doing it if you want. All the swelling went away, all the pain went away, and so I never went to the doctor, and I have this nice crooked finger now, but it works fine, and it doesn't hurt, and so why would I need to get it straight? If you have an injury, like, okay, I raise bees.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when you extract the honey, sometimes you bring the comb stuff into the house, sometimes one's stuck in one of the little holes that you missed before you came in. And I stepped on this bee, and I got stung on the bottom of my foot. Now, bottom of my foot is really hard to do anything with, right?
Uh-huh.
I just did fast aid 2 times, no problem, no pain, no anything. And we've been stung even more than that, which with a little bit more negative result. But, again, the fast aid was what eventually got it back. You know, if you get many stings, you get a worse problem. And it just did the fast aid, and it just got the symptoms to calm down and be fine and not hurt and all that other good stuff. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. So just again, to encourage everybody, if they're wanting to find out more information about Body Talk in general, to go to YouTube and be checking out the lectures from Dr. John. And if you're interested in getting into the Access class, again, that's going to be January 13th, 2013, here in Southern California, you can go ahead and reach me, and we'll be organizing that class. And a good contact number for me is 951-941-7634. Again, that's 951-941-7634. So, you know, the body can really heal itself, and it has that intelligence already. It's a system that knows how to do that, and then the Body Talk is just a wonderful healthcare system that really helps the body to do that kinds of stuff. So anything else you want to share real quick, Barb?
I don't know. Just every person that I work with, when they walk out, I go, wow, that was absolutely exciting. It's just, it never since ceases to amaze me where the body can go, because it just seems to know. And so many times, you know, the person will come in and you're working at something, you'll say, and it takes you to say excretion. Gosh, have you been having trouble going to the bathroom? Oh, yeah. And it's not something that anybody even thought had anything to do with what was going on. But the body takes us there. And that I think, is a neat thing. There's no, you walk in with these symptoms, we don't say, okay, like acupuncture even, and that's a great tool. But you walk in and you say, I have this wrong and this wrong and this wrong, and they're going to put the needle here, here, and here. And you go to Western medicine and you say, I have these symptoms, and they're going to do this, this, and this, and give you that pill and that pill. Whereas this, you walk in with this symptoms, and Mary Jane might have, you might have to go to her stomach, and Sam, you might have to go to his brain. I mean, they have completely different derivations, because we're all different. We all come a different path to where we are. And so sometimes we have to clear something so far away from what the average or the rules say that you have wrong with you. And it's, that's the fascinating part about this, because whenever we get done, it's like, wow, that was really a good idea. The body decided to do that.
Well, and like I said, I have had a personal session, and now I have a couple dear friends who have really experienced Barbara firsthand. So it is a wow experience. So we look forward
to it. Wow.
Yeah, it is a wow. It is a wow, and definitely, and there are practitioners all over the world. So
yes,
if you go to BodyTalk.com, is it just BodyTalk.com?
No, it's BodyTalkSystem, BodyTalkSystem.com.
The BodyTalkSystem.com, you can actually go and actually seek out a practitioner and be able to find somebody probably pretty close.
Yeah,
so.
there's lots of teachers, yeah.
Thank you so much, Barbara. And like I said, a half hour is way too much, not enough time to be talking all this. Hope to have you back very soon, and we will see you next time here at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well. And we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.